Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome. We got another big one today. Broken record. It's my favorite time of the week. Episode number 34. Goodness, we are getting up there. Almost as old as I am. Can you believe that, Betsy?
That's unbelievable.
Whoa, I need to stop now. I just need to stop now. But listen, we've got another phenomenal show today. The show last episode was so awesome, and the guest was so awesome that she told me she wanted to come back. Well, she didn't really say that, but I told her.
I wasn't leaving, is what I said.
Oh, that's right. Because we're kind of recording back to back here.
That's right.
So Betsy is back. E-Clam, B-Clam, all the fun things. Hey, Betsy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good, man. We're excited. I'm so excited you're back. So listen, we've got another phenomenal show today. And for this one, Betsy, we're kind of going off the cuff here, and there's no scripting. There's no knowledge. There's no bullet points.
What?
And we each have our own little papers that we've not seen yet. All we know is the theme. So for today's theme, Betsy, favorite tools, favorite tech tips, favorites of the favorites, just favorites in general, right? Or things that we want to share with people, right?
Sounds great. Yeah. Okay?
Cool. So I'm going to go first.
Okay, you should. It is your podcast, after all.
You know what? That's rude of me to go first. We're just going to flip it. So first of all, Betsy, I think my favorite tip right now, and I'm reminded of this sometimes because, you know, I put that potty pee in the bathroom, and this was on my tip this week, and I had a teacher that saw me, and they were like, dude, bookmarks and editing those? I had no idea about those. And I was like, yeah, they're pretty awesome. He's like, I just saw them on your potty PD. I was just in the bathroom. And it makes me laugh when people like want to talk to me about things they've seen in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, on your bookmarks bar, right? We know we can put things there. But what I did not know, and we could put folders, we can organize them, like blah, blah, blah. But what I did not know until a couple weeks ago when we were talking to my boy Colby Burris,
he's the man.
You can edit your bookmark. You click on your, where it says maybe like, I don't know, Canva. Canva comes with a little symbol and it says Canva. I can edit it. I can remove the words Canva and save it. And it's just a little picture.
That's a great tip.
I mean, goodness.
It makes more space.
It makes so much more space. Like if y'all seen my bookmark space now, let's see. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 10 little symbols. And that made 10 more spots for other folders or things. That's just incredible that you can do that. I don't know why I don't tell you that.
That's a great tip.
That should be like broadcast across the interstate on those big signs. This is what you can do with your Google Chrome bookmarks.
It's really helpful too, I guess, when you go to your Promethean panel too, that stuff lives up there. So easy to reach.
Yeah, just you don't have to find anything. You don't have to search for it. It's just there. That's like my favorite, past couple of weeks, that's been my favorite thing to do. And every time I look at new websites and I bookmark it, I'm like, can I make that into just a symbol? I love it. That's the biggest tip that I can share with you. Maybe the best one. I don't know. We'll see if you
can
top
it. I think it probably is.
We'll see if you can top it.
Okay. I don't know.
All right, Betsy, favorite just in general tech tip.
General thing. Well, so there's so many good tips out there, but something that I enjoy doing, and this is for my Windows people out there. So just for the Windows people. If you like to do copy and pasting a lot, if instead of doing like control C, control V, instead of control V, if you'll do Windows key V, it will open up a clipboard that kind of keeps track of all of the things that you have copied throughout the time that you've been logged into your machine. And so why that's useful is that, I don't know if you're like me, but I'll sometimes copy something and then I'll get distracted and copy a different thing. And then I need to go back to the first thing. So when I do Windows key V, I can paste whatever I have copied at any point during the time my computer was logged in. And what's even better than that is if there are certain things that you frequently have to type or enter, you can pin those clips so that you can come back to them even after you've logged off and logged back into your machine. So that's for my Windows people out there.
That is insane.
So fancy.
Who knew you could do that? And I'm not a Windows guy. I have an Apple. But I'm going to have to research that.
I bet
that.
They have something like that.
They've got to.
Yeah.
They have to. That's so cool because you're right. Sometimes you copy things and you get distracted or you start copying other things and you're like, oh gosh, what did I just
copy? I'll have to go back and find it again.
You can just find it.
Yep.
Wow. That's incredible. So I think that might beat the bookmarks bar.
No, I don't know about that.
Because that's like a secret thing.
It is
the bookmark. People can figure that out maybe.
I don't know.
But that secret, you got to look for that
one. It is a secret, yeah.
It's like those shortcuts. You know, you Google the shortcuts. What's all my shortcuts list?
Right.
And you're like, oh my gosh, if I put these three buttons, my tab comes back up in Chrome. Like, all kinds
of. That's amazing.
It's just crazy. All right, Betsy. So the next one. So we talked about just general tech tips, right?
Mm.
What about a program?
Well, gonna have to go to Diffit.
Okay.
If I haven't worn that out.
Mm-mm, I don't think you can ever wear Diffit out. Diffit is incredible.
It is incredible. So if you aren't aware of Diffit and what it does, Diffit is an AI tool that allows you to take whatever you bring. It could be an idea. It could be a link to a YouTube video. It could be a PDF, whatever. It could be a set of vocabulary words, and you can drop it in. And from that, Diffit will generate a list. It will take either existing text or it will generate text for you. And it will build questions, multiple choice, short answer. And then that is not maybe so cool because a lot of people do that these days, as the fact that from those resources, it will build out Google documents or Google Slides with activities. And the activities are amazing. So now let's pretend you already knew about Diffit. I really like within Diffit that you can add in the vocabulary activities images to go along with those. So for example, if you have students who are English language learners, having an image along with the vocabulary is really helpful for them learning new
words.
Are
you serious?
That's incredible.
For real. Wow. I love that.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know they had vocabulary on there.
Oh, for sure.
That is unreal.
So fancy.
Goodness, you're bringing it. Keep going. Sorry.
Okay. And then obviously all the activities inside of Diffit are amazing. So they have, like we've talked about before, the Frayer model for vocabulary, but they also have like, claim evidence and reflection. And I think, stuff like soapstone we've talked about before. You mentioned that before.
Yeah. I was sitting in PLCs this week at a school and they were talking about soapstone. They were talking about Tide and all these things. And I'm like, have you heard of Diffit?
Right.
And most of them have, but there's a couple that have. And I was like, Diffit has all these
things.
You need to go check that out.
Yeah. So Diffit would be kind of my major thing right now. I hope I don't wear it out too much, but
no.
It's amazing.
And I don't think you really can wear Diffit out because Diffit, you know, I get the emails and I'm sure you get those emails too. But I feel like every week it's like, hey guys, we're about to unroll this new tool or this new idea. Check it out before it goes public. Like if you're an ambassador or whatnot.
Yes.
And I feel like they're always... they're just not content with what they have. They want to continue to evolve. It's even, you know, Diffit, I think, is the one of the few programs that actually have your state standards in there. Because, you know, most of those AI tools have like your Common Core standards, but
right.
In Tennessee, we're not a Common Core state.
No.
And so we need those. And, you know, if I use AI now, I've got to copy and paste in there and I can use my Control V
right.
Or Windows V.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can go to Tennessee, I can find all my standards that are aligned to Tennessee. So I think that's just an incredible, but Diffit is pretty awesome.
It is.
I think my favorite program, of course, Canva is, there's so many things that you can do in Canva, you know, for the show or certain things, my image that I use, create all that in there. But I think what's awesome about Canva, they have this thing called Bulk Create. And so with Bulk Create, it's more of your merge tool you have. So, you know, if you've got your spreadsheet of data, you can link it to like a email, a letter. And so once that data hits in there from your Google form, if you wanted to, and you hit submit, or you just create your Google Sheet and allow this merge tool to work, it creates all the things that you need to with a click of a button instead of having to retype things. So like, for example, at the elementary schools I work at, the secretaries do withdrawal forms. And so instead of having to create an email every time and document this, I've set them up a Google form. That Google form hits to your Google Sheet, and there's your merge tool. And when they hit submit, it sends an email to whoever they need to, right? So the same idea in Canva, you can create your worksheet. You can create your letter to go to your parents. You can create your password cards. There's so many options to create. And then you can link your Google Sheet, or you can create that sheet inside of Canva. So you have two places for that to get your data. And then you hit submit and it just creates it. That's like the other day when we met with the librarians. It was the first time I've ever done it, and I did it live, and it's like, oh gosh, this could be good or bad. But sometimes, you know, as a tech coach, we need those teachers to see us struggle. And so we were working through it, and I just found an old sheet that had usernames and passwords. And so we did that, and in literally 5 minutes, without having any previous experience with it, I created 300 password cards, and I didn't have to type anything.
That's crazy.
It was unreal. So I think about the other uses for that. There's tons of uses for teachers to be able to use the Bolt Create for letters to go home, newsletters, progress reports, book reports. I mean, anything that you need to use the same template for, but you're changing the data consistently. Mm-hmm. The Bolt Create in Canva is going to be a phenomenal thing for you. So check that out. I think it's cool.
That's an awesome tip.
It was really cool. All right. Next one. And I don't know. We might stay with three. We'll go to maybe five.
Okay.
I don't know. All I've got is three on my list, but we'll see how we continue to go with this. Next one, Betsy. Favorite AI tool. Now, what I'm going to automatically throw out, okay, is we're going to throw out our AI generator, such as ChatGPT. We're going to throw out Gemini. We're going to throw out Claude. Those just general
Perplexity
bots that do that. Okay. So what is your favorite AI tool?
Well, can I reference one that you showed me, the school AI stuff?
Yeah, bring
it. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, bring it.
So I love, and you taught me these things, but the building out the classes and stuff, the little bots or whatever, that you can put your own classroom materials in there, whatever it is you're teaching. And then students can interact with that in a way that you pre-programmed, but even better, you show me, you can see how the students interacted later.
Yeah. So. And I love that. That part of it's huge. Cause you know, and what's fun is like the more I use school AI and understanding the more like clever you can be, or the more like silly, I guess.
Oh.
because I've created like, you know, we use Bloxy in our district.
Yes.
And I don't know if I've ever showed you what I've created a bot for that. Yes. I uploaded the PDFs. But some of the things in there, I have rules. And I didn't show you these. But some of the rules are like, if a teacher says, can I, the bot is supposed to say, yes, we can and we will.
I love that.
There's another one. I don't remember the words that the teacher is supposed to say. But essentially, it's going to say, yes, we can. Or something about like, what is it? We can be best friends. Like if you really get in there and you read it, every time you ask a question and it responds, it'll give you your answer and it says, can we be best friends? And it's just, you can be really silly with it.
Yeah.
So especially when you think about your elementary kids, now you can, hey, we're going to do math problems, but now you're in a forest with leprechauns and you have to answer these to get to the waterway. I don't know. Like you've got options there.
Yeah. I love to kind of show me the readability level, but the level of interaction. So is it more academic or is it more on a simplified level for the person who's interacting with it? So it could be really complicated concepts and content, but you could level it down for the person who's interacting. I believe, if I'm not wrong, you can translate the language there too.
Yes, I think anything that you can think of to do with school AI and their chatbots or their spaces, as they call
spaces,
it.
Spaces, thank you.
I still say chatbots, but then I put the quotation spaces. I don't know.
No, it's important.
Anything that you can think of, you probably can do it. And that, you know, I was a part of their, I say this, but not to toot my horn, but I was a part of their space camp this summer. And there's a lady named Casey Chambers, I think is her name. I know it's Casey, and I think Chambers is the last name. But she would come up with these ideas and like, really out of the box thinking. And it's like, oh my gosh, like, why didn't you ever think about that?
Yeah.
And the more you dive in and the more you have these conversations about it, there's just so many things that you can do. But you are, one of my favorite things besides all the creativity, like you've already hit on is you can see what the students are chatting about. And so if they are getting off topic or they need, assistance with something, the bot will tell you on your teacher side that, hey, Johnny is struggling with this concept. And you know from the chat, hey, I need to go talk to Johnny about this. But then also if the student starts talking about, I don't know, maybe like some self-harm things or some inappropriate things, it's going to alert you as a teacher. Hey, you've got a student that's doing this, that's maybe not good. Or, hey, your student really needs help because they have these bad thoughts. So they've got some really good parameters set up.
That's very helpful.
That is really awesome. So I think my favorite one right now, I know we could talk about school AI, which is, it's a love there. I love that one. But I think I'm going to talk about Notebook LM.
Ooh, yes.
So Notebook LM is an experimental phase with Google. It's been an experimental phase for a while. At least probably about a year, because then when I logged in here recently, I looked at some of the previous things I've created and I've had it for about a year. So we're going to say it's about a year, year and a half. This has been out. To me, it's always been, there's a program out there called ChatPDF, and it's the same idea, right? You can upload your documents, your PDFs, and you just have a conversation with this chatbot, right? Kind of like ChatGPT or something, but it's just pulling you're limiting it what it can pull, right? That's like this week I talked to a history teacher at Walker Valley, and I had showed them all these resources that I put in there, and we just had a conversation just about those things, right? But what I love that they've done, and have you know what I'm going with this?
Maybe. How about you tell me?
And I don't know if I've told you about this. Maybe I have. But you can take and those articles or just articles in general, and you can generate AI with it, okay? And it generates this talk, and it has generated, like, in my mind, I thought, all right, it's going to make all my transcripts into this person talking, and it's just going to be super generic. But what it does, it takes this guy and this girl, and they have a conversation, a real conversation about your article.
That's crazy.
It's insane. Like, so I put in, like, you know, I've tried it out with a couple articles that we put on our BCS technology website. I've tried it out with the presidential debate. I used a history article. I did our Bloxy article I used. And it was like, I could listen to this on the way home. Like, I took an article from TCEA, and it talked about the top tech trends, right? And I'm like, I don't have time to read this. I'm about to go to work. I'll have to read it later. So wait a minute. Let's put it in here.
That's crazy.
And I listened to this 10-minute conversation about this article on my way to work this week. Goodness, Betsy.
Game changer.
Yes, like, it's awesome. So if you haven't checked that out, have you checked that out yet?
I've played with it before it had that feature. So I liked, like, for research purposes that I could go drag in just the things that I was interested in researching.
Yeah.
And now I can, like, I'm thinking English teachers in high school, like, we're doing research and pulling together from different resources. But that is next level, what you're talking about.
It's
a conversation around that. So,
like, it's really scary.
So then it's like, how do we structure that? Because the kids are going to be using it anyway. Yeah. But how do we structure that so they're still learning and getting something out of it? So we almost need to teach the kids how to interact so that it's that they're being taught, essentially.
Yeah, I think that goes back to maybe more having that conversation, how to prompt things in chat, pull the information from it. But the AI part with the voices, that's just, there's nothing you do with that.
Wow.
You just upload your information and you click generate and it creates your conversation. Like, it's just there.
That's insane.
It's really insane. And it really makes you, I think the more that we have these AI voices out there, the more, like, when I hear things, like, you got your teleprompter or your teleprompters, your spammers that call you on the phone,
right,
or your AIs, you can pick that out easy. But it makes you really think about what else out there that you hear is AI generated.
That's very true.
That's like on the news, and I won't say whose news, but there's this reporter that I've seen two or three times now, and they start talking and you don't see their face. And I'm like, that sounds, why would they say that? That's weird. And they never show their face. And I'm like, this morning I was listening and I tell my wife, I was like, that's an AI thing. It has to be, because it just, there's something off about it. So I'm going to keep listening, but we're going to figure that one out.
Yeah.
But the world of AI is just, it's really incredible.
It's crazy.
All right. So we've got three tips there, Betsy.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of want to do one more. I want to challenge ourselves.
Okay.
In general, anything's on the table.
Just random things.
Random.
Like
tech tip, program.
Hmm.
What what's your last little thing you want to share today?
Well, this is I'm really fascinated with all the International Space Station, that sort of stuff that's going on right now. We have different groups that are trying to like land on the moon again or go to Mars or whatever. And so there is this group that has put some 4K cameras on the International Space Station, so you can get really high quality video showing stuff that's going on.
That is cool.
Yeah. So it's SEN.com.
S-E-N.
I don't even know what it stands for, but it's high quality video. So one of the things that they had image of was like the recent hurricanes, but from space, like seeing that weather coming through. It's really, really, really interesting.
That is interesting.
So different kind of weather events or different crews that are docking with the International Space Station, like seeing that process of the dock.
Yeah.
Different vehicles is really cool. Or just different parts of the world. So they have Cape Canaveral launch sites, different storms here, Storm Helene, and over Hong Kong. There's just different images that they have, but it's really fascinating to me just being interested in this sort of thing, space and rocketry and that sort of stuff.
So. Yeah. It's really interesting. It's cool to see those images from space or to see things. Like some of my favorite ones are to see, you know, all the cities that we have and at night when all the lights are on, like from space, you can see all the lights.
Yeah.
It's really neat to me. And even with that, and you know, we've had this hurricane came through and, you know, we've had all this devastation. But there was a picture that I've seen from space, and it's at night with all the lights. But you can see, because of all the power outages, where the hurricane came through based off at nighttime view.
That's so interesting.
It was really an eye-opening, like seeing it. You know, you see it on the news and you see those things, but to see like where there's not power and how wide that path was,
right?
Really sits in a different perspective,
right?
Well, cool. SEN.com.
Yeah, I don't even know what it stands for.
That is weird. We're going to have to figure that
one
out.
Yeah, we will.
Man, my next tip. You know, I think I'm going to give you two.
Okay.
There's one program I hear called Glide. G-L-I-D-E. And I think it's just glide.com. I don't remember. You have to look it up. But Glide allows you to take data from a Google Sheet and essentially create an app for it. I've seen this a couple times. My friend Shane Peak out in South Carolina. I have had him on the show. I got to get Shane back. But he showed it to me. And so essentially, like for his kids that he's teaching, he's creating, maybe they're doing a research project on animals. The kids can go through there and put their animal, their species name, food, all this kind of stuff. They link it to Glide. And now you have this app where kids see all the animals. They click on this animal and then it tells you all the information. And then they can go back. And it's just a super fun and easy way for kids to create their data
really
to share
neat.
It. And that's something that I've always wanted to dive into more. But you just, you know, we get lost sometimes. But that's
right.
on my list to get back to get found. So you got that one. My other one is I've been working with some teachers on creating a podcast. We're getting really close to the finalized product to start pushing it out for the world to hear. And we're looking at, you know, our intros, our outros, your little sound effects that make, you know, all the things that happen. And so I was on this morning on app.suno.com. Have you been on there?
Oh, my word, yes.
That website is incredible. You can go in there and you just type whatever you want and it creates a song for you. Or better yet, you go to School AI or Magic School that's got the songwriter on there. You type your general prompts to AI, it creates a song for you in the lyrics that you want and the chorus and all these things. You copy and paste, put it into Suno, and then it creates your stuff. Like,
that's amazing.
It is insane. That's like, we might have to end the show with this one.
Yeah.
But have you ever heard the Tech Flush theme song?
Oh, I want to hear that.
Oh my goodness. We're going to end the show with it so our listeners can hear it and then you can hear it for the first time.
I would love to hear that.
And it created it for me. Like, just incredible. And so, oh my goodness, there's just so many things. But listen, Betsy, I think today was awesome.
I think so too.
I think we could keep rambling on about all our favorites, but there's so many things out there. Tech tips. Mm-hmm. Maybe we might have to start making this like every couple episodes.
Yeah.
We'll just get you back, but we'll have to keep a list of what we're talking about.
That's true.
So we don't like, keep do talking about others.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be boring if we kept talking about the same tools.
Yeah.
But no, I think tech tips are good to share, especially in a really quick format. Just because sometimes, when you listen to podcasts, like I don't need to know all the details. If you can just hook me, I'm going to go look at it, all those things. But cool. Awesome. Well, episode number 34.
Hey, hey.
Two back-to-backs.
How about that?
Man,
it's big a record. Time. My picture's going on the wall, right?
Big time. Yeah. Pictures on the wall, pictures on the Twitter, the X. We're going to post it up.
All right.
We'll go ahead and schedule that. It's going to be awesome. All right. Well, cool. Remember, you can follow Betsy on
Twitter X,
but it's like, it's
Clementine Tech. That's me.
Clementine Tech. You can follow there. Remember, you can follow me at Josh_Morris65. BCS Technology, all those kind of fun websites. Check them out. We're doing some incredible things in our department. And you know what we need to do, Betsy?
What's that?
We need to come back and we need to get the group in here. And we need to talk about our innovation educator program.
Yes.
And those type of things. That one we're going to have to schedule because we're going to have to get the boss on that. Yeah. We're going to have to get old Scott Webb coming in. But we're going to have to schedule that. We'll do that after fall break. That'll Sounds be number good. 35. We'll all get right. a plan it. We'll send him an email. But listen, hope you guys enjoyed it and hope you're having a great day. And we'll see you next time. And we'll see you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.
We almost forgot, Betsy.
What did we forget?
We almost forgot to play the theme song.
Oh,
so if you're still listening to the show, here's your theme song. We'll catch you later. Bye.
We've got a podcast for educators on our hands, flushing knowledge throughout the lands. Real conversations, hear them say, plunging tech tips, bright as day. Day, cause we're the Tech Flush crew. Oh yeah, keeping it real without a care. Diving deep since 2023, teaching educators that's our spree. From the mic, we share what we know, helping teachers' expertise grow. With every episode, we air inspiring minds everywhere. Everywhere, cause we're the Tech Flush crew. Oh yeah, keeping it real without a care. Diving deep since 2023, teaching educators, that's our spree. Tune in, listen up, don't be late. Join the movement, innovate. Together we'll reach new heights, shining bright like techie lights. Cause we're the Tech Flush crew, oh yeah, keeping it real without a care. Diving deep since 2023, teaching educators.